Hi everyone and welcome to our third podcast. Today we are going to take a look at AGVs and IMERS, subjects linked to robotics and Industry 4.0. Aurélie, could you explain these terms and the difference between those two?
Well, indeed, we have been talking about AGVs, automatic guided vehicle, for a long time now. And it's real that they were the first robots in industry or in logistic platforms. AGVs are, first of all, guided. So they are guided physically or virtually. Physically, we can think about the magnetic wires on the floor. And for virtually guidance, we can think about beacons. Then there are AMRs, autonomous mobile robots. Here we are dealing with an incorporated intelligence. Therefore, thanks to a software configuration and a map, the robot can analyze its environment and navigate naturally through this environment. It can also choose its own route depending on the traffic or on obstacles, even on the distance it has to cover.
All right, thank you for these explanations. And what are the advantages of IMERS over AGVs?
Well, in fact, AMRs have advantages over AGVs. The main advantage is that they can make their own choices, on the contrary of AGVs that can only follow the route and cannot deviate from the path. The AMRs are able to choose their own route and go around obstacles that can prevent them from getting stuck behind an obstacle. The second advantage is the installation. Indeed, for AGVs, we need some physical or virtual landmarks. And for AMRs, we also need to use the natural environment and natural landmarks like pillars, walls, and machinery. And finally, IMR system is more flexible because if you want to do some modification, it will be much easier for you. You only have to go back to the software map editor, which is the installation software, and do your modification of route or behavior or what you want to modify. And it's done. Related to installation, there is also the advantage of modifying easily your mapping and your process. And for AGVs, you will have to change devices or physical landmarks or...
Okay, so there are many advantages using IMERS, which can, by the way, be found at Efidence. Florian, what do you think of the collaboration between man and machine? It's a subject indeed that comes up quite often nowadays.
Renault generally uses Efibot as a collaborative machine. That means that it carries some loads between different pods instead of doing it manually. Why don't you use a robot?
Thank you very much, Florian. And see you soon for the next podcast.
Thank you and see you later.